Welcome to Quest for Gold. After a nine-month pause, we're back. I'm Ryan Burrow, and from now through July, we're going to lead you up to the Summer Games in Tokyo, talking to athletes, coaches, and reporters who cover the sports. And of course, we'll keep our eye on the pandemic and what it will mean for these games, now the 2021 Summer Games. We start with COVID. News this week out of Japan that the country is halting a public display of the Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic torches. They don't want people gathering to see them because new cases have surged in Tokyo, the city reporting more than 2,400 new COVID cases Thursday alone. A few months ago, that number was only in the hundreds. In other COVID news, U.S. women's soccer standout Alex Morgan announced this week via Twitter that she and her family contracted the virus at their home in California over the holidays. She says all in the family are in good spirits and recovering well. She became a mom for the first time in 2020. She says she'll follow the U.S. soccer team's return to play guidelines before returning to the field. She is not rostered on the team's January training schedule. One thing the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee did at the start of the pandemic was to create a task force to help athletes deal with the stresses of training and competing during the pandemic. The task force is made up of former athletes and mental health professionals to help the current athletes navigate the unknown. And there are lots of unknowns: scheduling, qualifications. Will the Olympics even have fans? For some athletes, postponing the games was a blessing in disguise. It gave them time to heal injuries, refocus, and lengthen their qualifying schedules. For others who are at the end of their athletic careers, some hard decisions had to be made. Monica Abbott is a pitcher for USA Softball. She won a silver medal in the 2008 games in Beijing. Then softball disappeared from the Olympics. It's back in Japan, but it's unclear how long softball will still be an Olympic sport. She wanted to be on this team. She's now 35. Pausing the games a year left her with some choices to make. I had a chance to talk with her via Zoom.
I guess my first question to you is, how's your pandemic been going so far?
Yeah, wow. Who would have thought, you know, a global pandemic shut down the Olympics, shut down, you know, sports as we know it. And now everyone's pivoting and adjusting the best way that we know how. And it was no different for athletes and especially for myself. Obviously, I was at home just like everybody else and just trying to get workouts in and trying to give value and just continue to unite the softball community during like our hard times. Softball season was canceled for a lot of people. So some people still haven't been able to play during the summer or fall season. So it's been really tough, but just doing our best to find the silver linings in all of this, I think.
Have you fallen into the traps that the rest of us have, binging on Netflix and maybe eating a lot of things that we shouldn't have been eating, making, you know, sourdough bread every day?
Yeah, you know, definitely had some Netflix binges, and I will say I feel like I have become a better cook over quarantine, and my meals are getting better. I'm not the best cook. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I am, but I've definitely been able to create some better meals. I think my improvement scale on that is like really good.
So are you cooking or are you doing curbside and takeout now?
Oh, I cooking 100%. Yeah. Okay. Doing a little bit of like takeout and curbside here and there, but I found a newfound passion for cooking and trying new recipes out. Some of them don't turn out great, but that's okay. And sometimes I just kind of like make some stuff up and see what I can come up with what's in my cupboards. But it's been fun to, you know, practice my cooking skills and try new things.
So have you been stateside this whole time? Where have you been working out at?
I have been in the States this whole time. I play for Toyota overseas in Japan. So in the Japan Softball League, the first half of the season in the spring was canceled. And then because the borders were still closed because of COVID, for the second half, I came late. So the second half started in the beginning of September. I wasn't able to get there because of the borders and what was happening with visas until October. So I played for about a month and a half in Japan for Toyota. I went over there the very end of September. I quarantined for 2 weeks, had all the negative tests and everything that was required and documentation. It was quite a process, but got over there, did the quarantine, and then picked up with my team, which I had an an outstanding contract with.
Are there things different in Japan than how we're dealing with this pandemic?
Well, I think the biggest thing in Japan or in Asia outside of the US is that they're obviously, they're a culture that when they're sick, they do wear a mask. They're a culture that, you know, is used to that. So they're more comfortable in it. They're a culture that's very, you know, strict to the rules. So they follow the rules step by step. American culture, you know, we're not used to masks. This is something that's new for us. We're all getting used to wearing it on a more regular basis. And you can see that people are starting to adjust. But Japan, they're doing their best to control the numbers and the percentages, just like everyone else. And then they're abiding by those the best they can.
We spoke about a year ago, like the tail end of 2019. And at that point, mm-hmm. you were preparing to tour with the women's softball team around the country. You guys are going to go to various colleges, various facilities, and kind of ramp up, get the hype going before the games in Tokyo. What's the plan now? Are you going to be, you know, is the goal to go on the same schedule and the same path you were in 2021?
Well, we definitely, Team USA, obviously, we started the tour in 2019, and then it got canceled in mid-March. Right now, we are, like, trying to do camps and maybe have some games and stuff. I just think it's going to look different just because college softball, you know, it's tough. They had their season canceled last year, and bringing in the Olympic team for an exhibition game, financially, what does that look like for each individual college? Not to mention all the guidelines that they're going to have as well now as bringing in, you know, a party of 30 people. And what does that look like? So some of those pictures are still kind of coming together, but we will definitely be playing some games. So you'll just have people, if you're looking for games, just stay tuned to obviously social media, either USA Softballs or, you know, I always try to repost that stuff as well. You can look at mine too.
What does this mean for your career? I mean, you were probably, I might be wrong, but I'm assuming you were thinking this was going to be your last Olympics, and now it's not 2020, but 2021. So
yeah,
you're older, you're one of the senior most members of the team. Is that helpful in that you've had another year to prep, or does that hurt because it's another year worn down on your body?
It's definitely a challenge, and I think it's more so like a challenge for older athletes. I think it's more of a challenge mentally, because when you're in a grind of a season or a rhythm of a softball season or whatever sport you're playing, you're going. So you get into like a pace and like almost a tunnel of it. So we were kind of thrown outside that rhythm. We're thrown outside that circle and that tunnel. And on top of that, like, we know, you know, it's just different. Like, when you're later in your career, you know that the end is near. You know that your time is ticking down, and you, because of the pandemic, we lost that time. Whereas, like, if you're a rookie, if you're in your second, third year, like, you have all the time in the world to, like, continue playing, you know, and opportunities there. So it's just a little bit of a different aspect and how you look at it. But it doesn't, just because I'm at towards the latter half of my career, it doesn't mean that you know, there isn't more opportunities or more ways that I can improve or show who I am as a pitcher in a different light. It's just a way, a mental thing that you have to be able to wrap your mind around.
So you never told yourself, I can't do 2021. When they said, we're going to push it back a year, you were on board the whole time.
When they told me they were going to push it back a year, I took a pause. Yeah, I took a pause, and I wasn't that person that was just like, all right, 2021, here we go. Like, you know, right away.
Why is that?
Why? Well, because, I mean, exactly what I said, I'm the latter half of my career, not only as an athlete, but, you know, as as a person, I mean, different as you grow up, as you get older, you know, responsibilities change. And what does that look like for each individual athlete, not only as their athletic career, but as they're in their personal lives as well. So just, it's a big step to continue that on. And I want to make sure that, you know, I have my ducks in a row and I'm managing all aspects of my career, whether that's personal, whether that's athletic, whether that's physically, emotionally, spiritually. I want to make sure that all of those are aligning so that when I step on the field and I'm committed to that 2021, I know that, like, hey, like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
And you obviously made that decision. Despite the pause, you hit the play button again.
Yeah, of course.
You wanted to be on this team. You spoke very highly about this team. What is it that we should know about this team going into 2021?
I think the biggest thing about this team is really gritty. We've had our backs against the walls. We have a very strong bond. We're very committed to each other. And I think that's really important on the team aspect of softball. So I love that about this team. They have like a never say die attitude that is so powerful, and it continues to grow within each other because of those bonds that have been created over the last several years.
Are you confident with what you know right now, you know, about the virus and what you've seen in Japan, that this is going to happen in 2021?
Can anyone be 100% confident right now? I mean, like, let's be real about that. I don't know, but I have to prepare myself like it is. I mean, there's a lot of questions still, I think. But
that's gotta be a challenge for you too, when you're thinking about training, like, is this worth it? You know?
Yeah, for sure. But I think, you know, if the pandemic's taught us anything, it's taught us to adjust. As an athlete, I have to prepare and think that it is going on, even if there is some questions in my mind of, like, is the vaccine going to work? Is it going to be, you know, who's it going to be distributed to? All those sort of questions. You know, what does the Olympics look like? Does it look like in an Olympics with no fans? Does it look like an Olympics at different periods of time because they have to spread out the sports and there's no village? I mean, I don't know, but I have to trust the powers that be right now to put us in a safe space.
Last time we talked, you had just recently been engaged. Did the pandemic kind of put a pause on wedding plans at all?
Oh yeah. Totally messed it up.
Yeah.
Totally messed it up.
Yeah.
Me and probably 100 other people. So
sure. But it's still moving forward. It's just a matter of when. Okay. All right. Very good. How's Cameo been going? I see on Twitter you've been leaving messages for people.
Yeah, I've been on Cameo. You can find me on Cameo. Yeah, you know, I love it. It's a fun app. It's just a great way to motivate some young people, whether it's a birthday, whether it's just like an inspiration for a workout if people are going through a tough time, or to hype someone up. It's a fun way to interact and, you know, just reach more people.
Before a big game, do you have like some hype music that you listen to, or do you like go completely quiet before a big game?
You know, I like a good playlist, but I'm not usually the one in charge of it.
Well, see, I'm hoping that you give me something to listen to so that I get a little motivated.
Oh, okay. So that you need something for your workout.
I need some kind of Spotify playlist. I was hoping you could help me out there.
Yeah, you know, I can't help you because I don't get to control I don't usually control the playlist. Okay. It's usually the younger people, but yeah. So I like a mix of like quiet and a mix of, you know, music and things that are going to pump us up or motivate us.
You don't like listen to death metal before you go out there or anything like that.
Well, yeah. It depends on the day, I guess.
Okay. Right. Very good.
USA Softball has qualified a berth in Tokyo, and as long as she wants to play, Monica is on that roster. Next week, we'll talk to a U.S. men's gymnast who's had to hop around the country just to find a place to train. That's coming up on next week's Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow.